Yes. Today, I want to talk about kind of how to generate more revenue and simplify your events using Event Manager. Event Manager is a program that Member Solutions offers. You do not necessarily have to be a Member Solutions billing client to use Event Manager. It's a standalone product, and it allows you to have people register online for your events or seminars or anything you could possibly have somebody register for, they can register using Event Manager. It's very simple to use. It allows the person to go in and put in all of their information that you need from them on the website. So instead of having, say you're having a tournament, and normally the way that you do a tournament is you have somebody download a PDF from your website. They have to print out the PDF. They have to fill in their information, fax it into you, or mail it into you with a check. This takes that step out of it. So what it does is instead of having a piece of paper that somebody has to print out, fill out, fax, they do it right there on the internet on your website. You can do so many things with Event Manager. You don't have to do it for paid events. You can do it for free events or surveys. We've had people use it for birthday parties, seminars like self-defense seminars, or you know, just any seminar that you could imagine you could use with Event Manager. A Bring a Friend event. It's been widely used for tournaments. A free trial lesson at your business. You can use it for belt testing, parent night outs. You can use it for surveys if you want to ask questions of your members. You can do it for movie nights, special performances, special classes. You can do yearly membership dues with it. If you are associated with a nonprofit organization, you can use it to collect donations for your nonprofit organization. You can use it for summer camps or day camps, after school programs, award banquets, competitions, holiday parties, product sales, anything you could think of that you need somebody to fill out a form, you can use Event Manager using it. Now, one of the benefits of using Event Manager instead of paper is a couple of different ways. One is when you have somebody, say you have somebody come in for a buddy day. You're doing a Friday night buddy night. You come in, they sign in with their buddy, you have their emergency information, they fill out the form. Well, 6 months down the road, do you still have that information there for you to go back and recruit those people that were there 6 months ago? With Event Manager, it keeps all of that information in it. So you'll have full reporting of who's attending the event. You'll have any information that you ask for on the Event Manager form gets stored into a reporting section in Event Manager. So say you are having a summer camp and you need to know all of the information about that person that's attending the summer camp, allergies, medical information, emergency contact information, anything you could possibly want to know, you can put those fields into Event Manager onto your form so that people have to fill them out. So anything that you ask on your form is then recorded and put into the reporting section. You then go to that event, you find the information that you want, and now you have a listing of everybody that's attended, all the allergies, all the emergency contact information, everything all in one place. Plus, you now have all of their email addresses and information within Event Manager that you can then market to those people. So anybody that has signed up for an event through Event Manager, you now have that information that you can email them directly through Event Manager. Excuse me. So say you have, let's go, a belt testing, and you want to email everybody that came to the last belt testing because maybe they're up for it again. You can then go and select everybody in there, click a button, and within Event Manager itself, send them all an email. Or say you have some form that you have had people choose sizes. So you have a small, medium, large. And say you don't have any more medium T-shirts and you need to email everybody saying that anybody that ordered the medium T-shirt, it's on back order. You just simply select medium, email all those people out, and now you've sent them all an email letting them know about it. So it's very convenient. Not only, you know, is it a time saver because you're not processing paper, you are getting the money right away, you're making it convenient for your members to sign up, and you have all the reporting tools and marketing tools within Event Manager that it's now not on paper and everything's simplified again. You save time, you save money, everything's accurate because the person who is filling out the form is the person who knows the information. So, you know, emergency contact information doesn't get messed up. The telephone numbers are accurate because that person is writing the telephone number down. You have email addresses so that you can communicate with all of your members. They're secure transactions. All the transactions that are done through the Event Manager form are done through Member Solutions. Anytime you put like an online registration onto your website, it helps increase traffic by the search engines. So not only is it more convenient, but putting the Event Manager system onto your website will also help you with the search engines. It's got flexibility as far as payment options go. So not only can you now offer your clients, they don't just have to pay by check. They can pay by credit card. They can pay by American Express, Discover, Visa, MasterCard. Or they can do a pay in person. There's a pay in person option as well on the form. But you now have the flexibility that anybody that wants to register online can go ahead and register online. We've had many clients that have put add-on sales onto the form. So say, for instance, they're doing belt testing with the form, and that's what they're putting onto their website. They'll offer a T-shirt or a new bag or some weapons or something on the form so that you're increasing revenue by having add-on sales on the form that someone has to fill out anyways. You've got free support, so you can call Member Solutions anytime for support. It's free. You know, you're having a problem setting up your form, call us. Somebody will assist you over the telephone. You've got really easy communication to your members because you have the email. So you have their email address, you have their telephone number, and you have everything all in one location. I mean, I'm not sure that many people go back 6 months plus through all of their paper events that they've had and keep track of everybody who has attended all of those seminars and buddy days and summer camps and everything. Where's all that information stored? Within Event Manager, it's all stored within the registration, the management section. So all you do is you have now your entire listing of everybody that's attended every event that you can then go and market to on the next event. So say you had a parents' night out. You can now then go to all those people that attended the parents' night out and just send them an email for the next one. You already know that they had interest in it because they attended one prior, so now you can then send to that entire list again. Let's see here. Okay, so there are a couple different steps with getting started with Event Manager. On our membersolutions.com website, there's a demo of the Event Manager product. I would recommend watching the demo because it gives you a very good understanding of everything that you can do with Event Manager. Then the next step is to sign up for a free trial. On the website, there's a free trial link. There's no cost to get started. You just fill out the form, and you get 30 days free of Event Manager. And then after that, it's either $20 per month or $199 for the year. But you can use it for the entire month, play with it, create some forms. You know, once you get in there, we don't have many people that cancel it because it's such a great program. Once you get in it and start using it, you see the ease of having events and what you can do with this program. It is extremely flexible. Anything you could possibly want to know from a user filling out a form, you can do with Event Manager. Then the next step after your trial is you log in. I definitely recommend going through a training session with one of our support representatives. The training session for beginning Event Manager clients is the EM101 training, EM101. And there's a list there right when you go into your Event Manager program. There will be a link there to sign up for training, and it will show you all the different training sessions that Member Solutions has. And they're all free classes. And what we do is one of our support representatives will walk you through step-by-step how to create your first form, answer any questions that you have about using the custom fields, and any, you know, additional information that you might need. And then you go in and you create your form. You can either choose one of the predefined templates that's in the system. What we've done is we've created probably 10. We'll keep updating them as time goes on and adding more to it as it's relevant to what our users want. But you can choose one that's a template that's already done that has basic fields in it that you can then just go and edit to make your own and customize as you want it. But it's just a frame. So there's one in there for a movie day. There's one for a training camp. There's one for summer camp. There's one for a parents' night out. There's a tournament registration form. There's a belt testing sign up. There's holiday gift certificates. So, there's a bunch of different ways that you can use the program. Or you can just create your own. So you can just start from scratch without any template whatsoever and just start off and go through your fields. Then after the form is created, you'll get a link that's specific to that form. So every single form that you create within Event Manager gives a unique URL. And so you can have as many of these on your website as you want for any of the different events that you have going on. You know, you might be really into community events and activities in the community that you might be doing something every Saturday and Sunday of every week out in the community. Well, you can have a link for every single one of those things that you're doing on your website. You know, you can put a little, it's like a calendar grid right onto your website that will show everything that you have going on, and they just click on a link, it opens up the form and they can register for those events. And you can either have an event that ends or you can have an ongoing event. What that means is, say, you're having an event, a tournament, March 31st. Well, you can have that form open until March 31st. And that's an event. That's considered an event because it has an end date to it. You can also have an ongoing event, which means it doesn't really end. An example of that would be a training session, a free trial class, a survey that's on your website. Anything that just doesn't have an end to it would be an ongoing program instead of just an event. Some of the things that I do have this form here that I, you know, it would be really beneficial for you to see what other clients have done with the Event Manager program. If you send me an email, my email is asumma at membersolutions.com. I will send you this report so that you can see a lot of the different ways that people have used the Event Manager program. Just, you know, very unique ways. We have people using it for softball registration. We have colleges using it for alumni gatherings. We have people using it for business seminars, weapons clinics, training camps, you know, charitable donations, consulting, seminars, tournaments, really whatever you could possibly think of using it. We have paintball people using it that are doing the, you know, they have paintball competitions. We have them using it. Anybody that needs a form of any sort can use Event Manager. So this is for any type of business. Creating a new event is very simple. All you do is you're either going to create something from one of the ones that are already, or you're going to choose to start your own. If you choose to start your own, it's very simple. It just asks you what the start date is, what the end date is, if there is a registration cutoff period, what your organization name is, what the registration form's title is. You can upload an image to the form. So if you want to put your logo for your business onto the form, you can do that so that it's customized. Or you can put in whatever image you want to upload onto this form. And then you just fill out basic information. So you put a description of your event. You put in general information, contact information, and a venue address. The venue address will also show up as a Google map on the form itself so that people that are coming to your event can easily find it as well. You can put terms and conditions onto the form as well. So if you want to have all the terms and conditions that they would normally sign at your location, you can have them sign the form. So all they're doing is they're accepting these terms right here on the form. And then you have that information here. You have information that they have accepted those terms. So if you want to put that there's no refund policy, or if you want to put that, you know, there's no fighting, or whatever it might be that you have terms and conditions for whatever event or seminar or whatever it might be that you're having, you can put those terms right there onto the form itself. And then you just click Next. When you click Next, the form saves everything. So if you need to walk away from your computer, you need to finish your form at a later time, it will save everything you've done so far, which is a great thing because then you don't have to start over. And then the next page is like, you know, all the custom fields that you want to put onto the form. So there are a bunch of different custom fields that you can put. You can put one-line responses that somebody will put, you know, on a form when it's just got the little one line on there. You can put a multiple line because they're going to write a little bit more text than is going to be needed on a one line. You can have drop-down boxes that have anything in them you want to put in the drop-down boxes. You can have check boxes. You can have a quantity field so that somebody has to enter a quantity. You can put a currency field so that somebody has to enter a dollar amount. You can put in a date field so that somebody's got to choose a date for something. Now, say you're doing summer camps and you only have a specific, you know, you want them to choose which dates they're coming for the summer camp. You can just have them choose by a date field. You can also have a descriptive text field, which means that you're putting in a lot of information in the bottom of that section. It actually allows you to put in HTML onto the form. So if you're crafty and you want to make your form, you know, give it a little bit more pizzazz, you can do that in the descriptive text field by adding more information to it. Once again, hit save again, and it goes to the next page, and that's where you choose your pricing options. The pricing option is very flexible. If you want to have different early bird specials, you can do that. So all you do is go into the calendar, check which date you want to be the early bird special, and then you put in what price it is before that date. And you can have as many of those as you want. So if, say, you want to have the price change every month for the next 6 months, you can do that on this form. You can also charge for additional things based on what somebody chose on the prior section. So if you say, how many tickets would you want, then on this part, you'll go through and say they chose 1 through 10. You'll then go in, what does one ticket cost? What does two tickets cost? Three tickets cost? Did they add a t-shirt onto it? What does a t-shirt cost? Did they add that they want an extra night, or did they add that they want a meal? Anything that someone selects on your form, you can charge for. And It's very easy to set those options on the form, and we'll walk you through every step of the way. So if you ever get hung up on your form because maybe you've asked a few too many questions and it's a little bit confusing on the pricing section, give us a call. We'll help you through it. We're very good about helping people when they get stuck. You know, sometimes some people get stuck on the pricing options because there can be a lot of pricing options that you're going through, and it's very easy. Just pick up the phone and we'll help you through it. And then you choose. If you don't want to accept American Express, you don't have to accept American Express. You can just take that option off. But we're going to accept everything for you. So if you want to be able to have the flexibility of having Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Discover for your members to pay, we will allow you to do that. But it's up to you whether you want to accept it or not, and you can turn those options off if you don't want them. And then the next section is your link. So after you're done with your pricing, you click Save, and it will give you your link to your website to this form. So on it, you can also put an email notification. So if you want to get emailed every time somebody registers for this event, just put in your email address. You can even customize the email that gets sent to the user once they register, or you can customize the email that gets sent to you once they register. And you can have a different email address for the different forms that you've filled out depending upon what they need. So if you have someone that needs to know about a certain registration that's happening, you can put their email in there and yours. You can put multiple emails in if you want to have multiple people getting the registration confirmations. And then the registration link would be right there, and you would just copy that registration link, post it on your website, and then people can register right for your event right there on your website. Or you can email this link out. So regardless of whether you have a website or not, you can email this link to whomever you want and have people register for your event. And then there are some custom banners as well on this site that if you want to put a banner, an HTML banner, like a pretty, you know, image banner on your site, click here to register or register now, you just choose which banner you want, and you can actually copy the HTML code for that banner right from the Event Manager program. We make it as easy as possible so you can do everything you need right here. The reporting tools are very extensive. Like I said, anything that you want to filter in the report, you can filter. So if you want to see everybody that is in ages 5 to 7 because you're having a tournament or you need to break people up into different groups, you just filter. Hit view and you can see it. You can export it to Excel or you can email that group of people or you can print a list. So we make it very easy for you to see everything. When you first log into your Event Manager program, you'll be able to see a listing of every single one of your events that you've had, when the last registration was, what the event date is, how many people have registered for that event, whether it's an opened or closed event, and then right from that main page, you can preview your form or you can edit your form or you can see a list of your registrants for that specific event. I highly recommend just trying it. It's easy to listen to and hear about, but once you go in and actually check it out and look at it and start playing with it and seeing all the different ways that you can use this tool, I know that you'll really enjoy it. The Event Manager program is one of my favorite products that Member Solutions sells. So, I know, this product can be used for anything. And any different type of business can use this product. And it's very low cost. So the cost of the program as it stands now is $20 per month plus a small transaction fee. So the transaction fee is 5.45%. And that's for Visa, MasterCard, and Discover, and 5.95% for American Express. So all of that credit card processing is done through us. Everything is done in real time, and then you get paid into your bank account up to 3 times per month. So it's the same as you would be doing, you know, your billing with Member Solutions, where you're getting paid the 3 times per month. When you sign up for Event Manager, you give us a bank account number that you want the funds deposited into, and then we'll deposit the funds for you. It's so simple. It is a very, very simple program to use, and it takes just the mess up work out of it. You know, everything is done. Everything's clean. You know, even for a belt testing, you know how many people are coming and showing up. They've already paid, and you know how many yellow belts to order. You know how many green belts to order. So you're prepared for what is coming. You know, if you're having a camp, you know what allergies somebody is having. You know, you can have a list of everybody that's attending right there on the screen, and they've already paid you for it. So you don't have to go and hunt down a check or, you know, make sure that everybody has paid, or maybe one or two slip by and you don't know it. But with Event Manager, you know everybody that has paid. You know everybody that's coming. You know whose buddies are coming. And you have marketing materials now that you can now send. So you have everybody's name and address, everybody's telephone number, and everybody's email address. Because one of the requirements of the form, they have to put in their first name, last name, address, email address, and telephone number by default. That is all information that they must put in on the form no matter what. All the other fields you can add yourself, but they have to put in that information by default. So you now have all of that information to now go and market to them. And I think that that mainly is your most invaluable information that you've got. You know, that information is gold because that is who you're marketing to. And now you can keep marketing to them. So if you have any questions, feel free to give me a call. You're more than welcome to call me directly. You can reach me at 888-277-4409. Once again, my name is Angela Suma. And you can reach me at 888-277-4409, or you can reach me by email. Just send me an email to asumma, A-S-U-M-M-A, at membersolutions.com.
Well, let me go through the web questions. Some of them I think you already answered, but
okay.
Here's one. Okay, the question is, if I have a parents' night out in just 3 weeks and I don't use Event Manager yet, can I still use it for this event? In other words, how long does it take to get it up and running?
You can literally get your form up and running in about 20 minutes. And that's a difficult form. An easy form could take you about 10 minutes, and you can post it onto your website and get it out to your members within the hour. And it's actually a good thing that it's 3 weeks away, because it takes some of our clients a little bit of time to train their members to do it. You know, if some of you have never used an online registration tool before, your members aren't used to doing that. But most people nowadays are used to signing up for things online. It's just second nature to them. So once you introduce it, it might take them a little while to get used to it, but once they do, it's going to become second nature, and people are going to be signing up for everything online on your site and just used to that format.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You did answer this question already, but the question was, during the free trial, is there any free help if I need it?
There's always
free
help.
Free help, right?
Yes. Okay. Member Solutions does not
forever.
Charge. Yes. Member Solutions does not charge for support. You just call in to the support line. I can actually give you the support telephone number. It's 888-277-4407, and they can assist you. They're open from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Fridays, and that's Eastern Standard Time. But it's completely free. Or if you have a question, you can send an email to support@membersolutions.com, and they can assist you that way. You know, sometimes if you just have a quick question, you know, it might be easier just to email it to support, and they'll get back to you within 24 hours.
And there's also those online web classes they can sign up for too, right?
Those are wonderful.
Like an Event Manager class.
They're great. I highly recommend.
Taken through.
I highly recommend the training classes. For any product or service that you might have from Member Solutions, I would recommend going through a training class. Mainly because most of our, all of our products and services are made so that it's very easy and user-friendly and you can figure it out yourself. However, there are some things that you might overlook and some things that you might not know how to do necessarily yourself, which is why the training is beneficial. You might find something that you didn't know existed in one of the products or services that we offer that might help you. And so I highly recommend it for any product or service that you have to go through one of the training sessions.
Good advice, definitely. And it's, you know, and that takes, you know, that takes the fear out of it too. Like, even if you're pretty even if you're not web savvy, let me say that, you know, I've used that. I mean, everybody used Event Manager today to register for the teleseminar. So they've already used it as a registeree, I guess you would say.
Right.
But I use it, like, for our
If they're a martial artist on the telephone, they may have signed up for Super Show last year using Event Manager. Or if you're one of our clients and you registered for Super Show, you did that through Event Manager. So we use our own forms here at Member Solutions. We use our own product.
And Consulting Apprentice, because I have to, you know, I like to play with our software too. So we use it, if they register for Consulting Apprentice, that was also through Event Manager as well. I've got another question for you, or it's kind of like an observation. So as you've mentioned, gift certificates, like selling them online. So if you can do that, it sounds like they could even sell, like, short-term trial programs or private lessons online too, couldn't they?
Absolutely. We have people using it for, like, a set of six classes, you know, where somebody is signing up for a package deal of classes. Anything you can possibly think of, you can use Event Manager for. And if you can think of it and Event Manager can't do it, call me, because I really don't believe that it can't do anything. I want to know about
You'll make it do it. Okay.
Absolutely. I want to know about it.
Okay. You know, before we take one more call for questions on the phone, just as a business consultant, there's one thing I want to mention that you brought up. And that was the ability to put in, like, terms and conditions or rules and regulations for people to sign off with a checkbox to agree upon.
Right.
And, you know, number one, when they're registering for tournaments, usually you have a long registration form, and you can just cut and paste and pop that in. But the way I wish you guys had this, like, ages back when I was running my schools, because one of the biggest challenges a lot of people face is on bring-a-friend days and birthday parties. And the problem is there is when it's, you know, bring-a-friend for anything like birthday parties or buddy days, a lot of times the parent who's already a member in the school will bring extra kids with no parents. So what happens is a lot of times they have not signed a hold harmless agreement giving their permission for that child to be in those people's facilities. And if they broke their arm or something happened, you know, that's not good. So at least having it electronically agreed upon is something you can pop in and register for your bring-a-friend days or your birthday parties online. And then part two to that, in my mind, is, like you said, about the marketing afterwards. You know, all these kids went to this birthday party. How are you following up on them? Well, they're already registered. You just keep sending emails until they say don't or join, whichever comes first.
Right. Absolutely. You know, I've seen a lot of different facilities where even it's just the first and last name that they're collecting from the child, or the first and last name and the telephone number. Well, what if the telephone number is not correct? You know, at least on the form, you're going to get all the information plus an email address. So you then have that information to market to them.
Yeah, sounds like a good thing. And I thought of one other use, too, that I don't think we've mentioned before. You could have contests. You know how you have lead boxes, register to win, a free membership, put in your name, address, phone number, et cetera? Well, they could do that on flyers. They could have the Event Manager link on a flyer, register to win a free membership, and have the link there as well, even if they don't like to do email and even if they didn't have a website, which almost everybody does, but still. So there's so many different ways that you can use it. Okay, and if we wanted to sign up for that free trial again, what's that link?
If you just go to www.membersolutions.com and go to the event manager page, there is a free 30-day trial right there on the website.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds good. Thank you so much for your time and for all that information. And, again, if anybody still needs a handout, just email one of us and we will get that to you.
Great. Thanks a lot, Kathy.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Angela. Take care.
Bye-bye.